Brilliance Audio presents You Then, Me Now by Nick Alexander. Performed by Esther Wayne and Rachel Beresford. Prologue. She is staring at her toes. Her legs are outstretched above the shimmering blue of the swimming pool, and she's surprised at the lime green gloss of her toenails. She doesn't remember painting them this colour. But it's pretty, she decides. And it contrasts particularly well with the sunlit mosaic of the pool. Perhaps, for summer at least, green is the new pink. She closes her eyes and turns her face skywards. She can feel the hot sunlight on her eyelids. The world, momentarily, is red and warm. She has never felt more relaxed. A movement of air caresses her body, followed by a harsher, cooler gust of actual wind. So she opens her eyes and watches the leaves of the tree at the far end of the pool as they shimmer in the breeze, switching from light to dark and then back again, like pixels that can't make up their minds on a faulty television screen. The wind blows again, and she can feel goose pimples rise on her arms, so in search of a t-shirt, she turns just in time to see three sheets of paper from the table behind her rise and flutter into the water. Her initial reaction is to laugh. Sod's law, she thinks. They could have landed anywhere, but they landed in the pool. Leisurely, still amused, she stands and walks along the edge of the water until the sheets of now soaked paperwork are within reach. She kneels. The hot concrete burns her knees. And by leaning out, manages to recover two of the pages. She lays them on the paving to dry, but the third, a flimsy slip of paper, is out of reach and sinking fast, rolling and twisting as it goes under. So she stands and dives in gracefully. It's cooler than she expected, and the shock of cold makes her gasp. She swims to the centre of the pool, takes a breath, and plunges. She's aware that the breath should have been deeper. It's as if she has a sense of déjà vu warning her of what's to come. At first, the sunlight shimmers across her bare arms, and she can still feel the warmth of it across her back. But as she swims ever deeper, chasing the elusive slip of paper, the light fades and the water changes from blue to green, and then, slowly, to inky black. She starts to feel scared. The slip of paper is, she remembers, incredibly important.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?